Euclid's first common notion is this: things which are equal to the same thing are equal to each other. That's a rule of mathematical reasoning. It's true because it works, has done, and always will do.
Daniel Day Lewis as Lincoln. He's up for an Oscar, actor in a leading role. We'll see if he snags it. Think he sounds like Lincoln? That's right, I never heard Lincoln speak. I have certainly read Lincoln speeches and whatnot, but any of those tinty recordings, oh, they're nowhere to be found. Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're going to mix in some serious talk along with the frivolity of the Oscars. Why not? We do our cheap movie review. That's also coming up, and we'll take a look at the DVDs. I think some of you like to find out what's out there with the Redbox and Netflix and whatnot, because, frankly, it's like channel surfing anymore. You're trying to find something good, and you're cherry-picking, and you really don't know. It is almost annoying, where you're just hitting the button, hitting the button, hitting the button, hitting the button. Maybe I'm like a guy, because that's what happens to me. I do the same thing, and I like to have kind of a little bit of a guide. That's why we do our movie review. We do the DVD thing with our man down under, so we're going to get to that. Speaking of getting to things, you know, it's just a whole bunch of hot air in Washington. In fact, if you want to know what Washington's like, Kevin Spacey has a great series out called House of Cards. It is a House of Cards, to be certain. So along with the House of Cards comes this from the White House. The sequester, are you on board or not? Do you just say slash it, trash it, and let's move on? I mean, here's the problem. If you say, no, we don't want the sequester, let's hold off, let's wait, let's not have the loss of these jobs, and the military's going to be messed up, Leon Panetta's going to have a heart attack over all of this before he leaves as the main dog on the defensive side, that is if they can replace Leon Panetta, because that's not looking good right now. But anyway, so our man, the mouthpiece, Carney, from the White House, says that, the sequester, it's all on the Republicans. They were the ones who supported it, so now why are they attacking it, for goodness sake? Don't blame the Prez.
That plan has been on the table and on offer for quite some time. We know, and you know, that leaders in Congress are aware of this. Speaker Boehner, Chairman Ryan, Eric Cantor, Kevin McCarthy, all voted for the sequester. They all encouraged their membership to vote for the sequester. And they did such a good job that they got an overwhelming majority of their membership to vote for the sequester. His feeling of responsibility is represented in the fact that he continues to offer solutions, rather than attempting to engage in word games about whose idea the sequester was.
Hey, give me a break with Jay Carney. Whose idea was the sequester?
Kate, isn't like banging on the podium like typing in all caps?
that's a Carney move. He's like that. Slick like a cat. Yeah, it is like that. And it's funny, we move from this March 1st deal and the president saying he's got down on whether anything can be struck in a different way to head off the start of the $85 billion in spending cuts. He was on a radio talk show with Al Sharpton, and he was saying the White House was preparing for the deadline to pass with no deal. Well, he was partly responsible for putting it in play as well. I mean, you know, this is a surprise to anyone. This is no surprise. We've been talking about this for a year and a half. That's what we've been talking about. I think they're going to come up with some kind of crazy cockamamie stopgap measure. The deficit's going to continue to explode. And are we ever going to cut anything? Are we ever going to come to any kind of an agreement? And listen, I wish I was a representative now. I wish I was a congressperson or a senator, because I would be, even if I was unpopular, I'd be sitting there saying, I'd just be recording the dates. I'd just do a timeline. I'd be like the secretary of record, and I would record all the timelines and say, well, 80 and just a year ago, everybody agreed that this is what we're going to have to do because we couldn't come to a bipartisan solution, And now we're trying to blame each other. Shame on everybody.
That's it, America. Make this woman a president.
Yeah. Not president. I don't want that job. All right, so we move from the White House and the sequester and blah, 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 the same old desperate drag-on thing, to Oscar Pistorius. So many people are captivated by this story, the South African icon, because he's a double amputee and he was an amazing runner, the Blade Runner. He got sponsorships and went up against able-bodied racers and didn't medal, but boy, he sure looked good. He looked like he could be with them, be in the pack and just meld right in. And there was even some controversy over that. Now there's massive controversy. Did he kill his girlfriend or was there really an intruder? I mean, which is it? Is he guilty? Is he innocent? Nothing but questions and nothing but the spotlight for Oscar Pistorius. Here's what General Fliegas had to say about the charges, the bail results and all that stuff.
At this point in time, there are no charges. At this point in time, he is not suspended. Buerta has done what he was supposed to do. Now we are going into the long haul of the investigation. Tomorrow you are getting the outcome of the debates of the bail application. We were aware of the matter that occurred in 2011, and that this matter has been to court, and it was provisionally withdrawn by the NPA.
All right, so if you didn't understand through that accent, here's the bottom line. That South African judge is going to decide today, probably, whether this Olympian will be freed on bail as he faces a premeditated murder charge in the death of his model girlfriend. Here's why it's intriguing to us, because there he is saying that, oh, there was an intruder. He fired the shots through the door. Give me a break. Firing shots through the door. I don't think so. I'm not buying what he's selling, but bottom line is we'll see what they do in South Africa. All right, back to one of my favorite movies, because we're going to continue the Oscar buzz and the coverage next. These are some scenes from Silver Linings Playbook.
Pat, you owe us an apology.
Mom, I can't apologize. I'm not going to apologize for this. You know what I will do? I will apologize on behalf of Ernest Hemingway, because that's who's to blame here.
Yeah, have Ernest Hemingway call us and apologize to us, too.
Are you going to walk me home or what?
You mean me?
Yeah, you. Are you going to walk me home?
You have poor social skills. You have a problem.
I have a problem? Mm-hmm. You say more inappropriate things than appropriate things. You scare people.
No, I tell the truth. You're being...
Well, I'm not telling the truth?
All of the actors you just heard in those little clips are nominated for leading role or supporting role for the movie Silver Linings Playbook. Denzel Washington was in a movie called Flight. He's up for the award as well. Take a listen.
I flew the plane inverted. That means upside down. You have any idea what that's like?
I do. I heard the black box recordings last night.
Oh, you heard? Saw you a pilot?
No.
Then you don't know what they're talking about.
All right, I thought he was brilliant in it, and he's up for actor in a leading role, no shot. And how about this, Anne Hathaway for Les Mis? Check it out.
Yes, it's true. There's a child, and the child is my daughter. And a father abandoned us, leaving us flat. Now she lives with an innkeeper man and his wife, and I pay for the child. What's the matter with that?
At the end of the day, she'll be loving her trouble.
She gets it for supporting actress, hands down, for Les Mis, their only award. Cheap Movies next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome is a prequel to the critically acclaimed hit reboot of the Battlestar Galactica franchise. Blood and Chrome takes place in the midst of the First Cylon War, as the battle between humans and their creation, the sentient robotic Cylons, rages across the 12 colony worlds. A young, talented fighter pilot, William Adama, played by Luke Pascalino, finds himself assigned to one of the most powerful battlestars in the colonial fleet, the Galactica. Found footage helps a true crime novelist realize how and why a family was murdered in his new home. Though his discoveries put his entire family in the path of a supernatural entity, sinister, and is one for the horror fans. Fun Size is a comedy that investigates what happens when a teen is forced by her mum to take a little brother with her on a Halloween date. Set against the backdrop of a high school football season, Dan Lindsay and TJ Martin's documentary Undefeated is an intimate chronicle of three underprivileged student athletes from inner city Memphis and their volunteer coach trying to help them beat the odds on and off the field.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
It's been 34 years since Brad and Janet walked in that rainy night into the lair of Columbia, Magenta, Riff Raff, Rocky, and that sweet transvestite, Dr. Frankenfurter. Theatrically, the Rocky Horror Picture Show was a massive flop when it was first released. Today is what I think is one of the biggest cult films of all time. You'll be singing along from the opening credits. Rock legend Meatloaf was recording his debut album, Bat Outta Hell, with Jim Steinman during the shooting of this film. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Excellent. Jack Alexander, thank you so much. Kate Delaney here at the helm of America Tonight. We're into our movies section. Oh, yes, Rocky Horror Picture Show. I begged my mother to see it. Went to the TLA in South Philly. That's where I watched it. And I had no idea what it was about. People were throwing toast at the screen. They were reenacting it. It was crazy. So, of course, I loved it because I had no clue what it was about. So we move.
My mother took me to that. It was my coming of age movie.
It was a crazy movie. It's crazy to go back and look at it. I can see why it's a cult classic, no doubt. Dark Skies is our first movie that we're going to look at. Carrie Russell is one of the actresses, and it's main actress. She's gotten hot lately again. She's in a series on FX called The Americans, which is an 80s set Cold War, Soviet spying kind of deal, and it's excellent. Dark Skies has nothing to do with that, but it looks like it might be okay if you like scary fare.
This picture was drawn by a 5-year-old before he vanished. Our son drew the same thing yesterday.
That's insane, right?
What sensor was tripped?
All 8 entry points to the house were breached at the same time.
You are experiencing an encounter.
Jesse?
They will abduct the first child they showed an interest in.
I promise. I won't tell them anything.
Dark Skies. Rated PG-13. February 22nd.
All right, February 22nd is here, so that movie is here. Husband, wife, Daniel and Lacey, they witness whole kinds of crazy things, disturbing events like Amityville Horror, and it involves their family, safety, and who wants to live with a bunch of ghosts?
And
everything unravels.
Aliens?
Yeah, aliens are not good. They're good in theory when you're not near aliens, but being near them, I don't know that it would be good. So that's the problem in Dark Skies. It's short, too, 1 hour and 37 minutes, so you throw in the previews, and you're in and out of there in 2 hours. We move from that one to Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock's Susan Sarandon, also in this movie. It's called Snitch.
We need your son to help us make arrests before we can help him reduce his sentence.
What if I helped you make arrests?
I get you out of here by doing a drug deal.
Show us your loyalty and your future will be right with you.
Rebel caught between the law and a deadly drug cartel. One father must take control.
You complete this and the judge will release your son.
We'll let either side dictate our fates.
They gotta come after our families, John.
Snitch, rated PG-13, February 22nd.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah, The Rock, starring as the father whose teenage son is accused of drug distribution wrongly and is looking at a mandatory minimum prison sentence. So, and this is a true story.
Rock,
so he decides to get involved and try to help him out.
Forced to become a cocaine dealer.
Exactly.
Selling rock.
Crazy. The Rock selling rock. This next movie is not even rated, so for whatever that's worth. But peeking into the crystal ball, it looks like this might be pretty good. It's 1 hour and 33 minutes. Marissa Tomei is in it, Joshua Jackson is in it, and some other people you might recognize. And the movie is called Inescapable.
I miss you guys. Just a couple more sites and I'll be on my way home. I love you.
Peter. Oh, thank God I caught you.
Moon has gone missing in Damascus. When was the last time you spoke to her?
6 days now.
6 days.
Can you direct me to the embassy, please?
I'd like to leave a message. Mr. Adib Abdul Karim is back in Damascus. My daughter has gone missing here. You should have informed us of this sooner.
Frankly, I didn't think you'd be able to do very much.
Then why are you here?
In case something happens to me.
Nothing's changed here. We still have 15 separate secret police agencies.
I'm surprised. Very surprised you're here. I may decide to have you arrested.
I'm not leaving without my daughter.
She did not understand the danger she was in.
You told her about me?
You were accused of being a spy.
We've been watching you.
Hey!
These things are crawling with secret police. And if they find me here, they will kill me. I am doing everything.
everything in my power to help you.
The truth doesn't matter here. I thought your daughter understood that.
Stop asking questions and just leave.
Your daughter is a spy. You're a spy. I'm not the same man you chased away all those years ago. Find my daughter.
All right, so Inescapable, it's January 2011, before the Arab Spring begins to really take hold in Syria. He's looking for his daughters, you can tell that, and he's trying to figure it out all over the place, tearing things up, and you can imagine what that's like, the setting Damascus and whatnot. So in a limited release at this point, but I think this is going to strike a chord with some people. It's an hour and 33 minutes. It might be worth waiting for video, but it'll be a great rental. Yeah, it'll be a really good rental.
I kind of had the Constant Gardener vibes going there.
I was thinking that same thing. That's funny. It is definitely like a Constant Gardener film, the way it's shot, too. So that, for me, would be one I would put on the list, definitely. Just wait for the video, I think. And it's not in wide release, so it's pretty tough to find. It's only out in a few cities and a few select theaters. They're kind of testing it, I think, to see if they're going to tweak anything with it. Now, of course, you could always run out to the movies and go and see some of the things that have been nominated. That'd be kind of cool, like Silver Linings Playbook, almost up to, it's almost up to 100 million now because of all the buzz. Zero Dark 30 so far has made 88 million. I think that's an excellent movie. If you don't see it in the big screen, then do yourself a favor and rent it for a buck or $2 when it comes out. This I don't get. Identity Thief, although I like Jason Bateman, and there's probably a few funny moments in it, but hey, people like comedies. It's already gotten $74 million, so somebody's going to see it, that's for sure, if they're raking in that much money. And that was a Universal Pictures, I think. Maybe it wasn't a gamble, but Melissa McCarthy, who's been pretty big lately because she's got a television show and she was nominated for an award, a couple of awards when she was in the movie Bridesmaids. And people relate to the identity theft thing, I guess, and how crazy and kooky it is. So if you go to the movies and you see something and you want to tell us about it, just send me a note on it at americatonight.net.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Here on America Tonight, would you believe it? We have 2 million listeners in Japan, and I'm determined I'm going to learn some Japanese. We're going to take the show probably to Tokyo and a few other places in that country. So in our virtual green room right now, Charles in Charge told us he has a brother, James Sadler, who knows Japanese, but that's not all. He's an amateur auto racer, mechanic. I need him to live near me and fix my car for me every time it breaks down. And we are so thrilled to have him hanging out with us and helping us a little bit with this Japanese thing. Hey, James, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
You're very welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
So what prompted you, first of all, to learn Japanese? How did that happen? What was the deal with that?
It was eighth grade in high school, and they offered Japanese as a secondary language, and it was either that or one of the classics, German, French, or Russian. And I decided that Japanese was the route I wanted to go because I had been studying martial arts when I was very young. Even Charles, my older brother, was into the same things at that time. So really, I wanted to speak Chinese. Because I admired some of my Chinese heroes, like Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee, but that wasn't offered, so an Asian language, and Japanese worked, and it's a brilliant language, so I'm glad I studied it.
Did you find it to be hard, or did you know some people just have a gift for that, and they're excited about it, and they can do it, they know how to write it, they know how to speak it. Did you just take to it?
Well, I feel that language is a particular skill that if you do it enough, you get good at it no matter what the language is. So I started studying French when I was very small, and then I did Spanish in middle school. And then I took to Japanese very easily, but I think that's partly because I had already prepped myself and got a feel for how languages are learned.
Yeah, did you learn how to write in Japanese? Can you write a note?
Yeah, I can write in two basic forms, hiragana and katakana. But there is another third form, kanji, which I only know about 100 characters, give or take, but there's well over 10,000 characters in kanji. It's a complicated writing form.
And the other two that you mentioned, they have a lot of characters too, though, right?
So hiragana has about 50, and katakana has the same sound, just written differently, because they use that to basically for substitute English words.
Wow. So it's a considerable difference then, 10,000 to the 50. Woo. I know a few Japanese words, like to say a few things like mushi mushi and konnichiwa, but that's it. When you meet someone, is that the way you say it? What do you say? How do you say, hi, nice to meet you?
Well, you want to start, if you want to be really polite, you want to start with hajimemashite, which is just a way to kind of start things off. And it actually is kind of like, let's begin. And then you want to introduce yourself because it's impolite not to. And you'd say, my name is James. Watashi no namae wa James Fett.
Boy, that sounds very difficult to me. As somebody who went to Spain and learned some Spanish, you just have to take it one step at a time, right, as you go through it to string everything together. And you know what I noticed when you were saying it, as you were talking about the proper way to do it, there is, if you have a little guidebook, for example, and, you know, they tell you, okay, here's some things to say. But the problem is in the forms that they use it in other countries, and that's what you're saying about Japan, right?
Right. Japan has a very strict social structure that they've developed over the whole entire existence of the Japanese culture. And it's a very well-defined structure, and there is a way to talk to somebody politely, and then once you get to know them better, then you can get a little bit more relaxed and use a bit more slang, and then it's kind of much more defined. I wouldn't say it's any different from American. I just we get a little more comfortable more quickly than in my experience. Obviously, this is my opinion on it. I'm no expert on Japanese society. It's just how I felt when I was there.
So you went there. When did you go to Japan? And did you, were you this fluent enough that obviously you were having conversations with people?
Well, I studied Japanese for 4 years in high school, and then I went to Japan and actually started studying Japanese. That it's completely a different experience. I didn't really speak any Japanese until I actually started to be around people who spoke it. I had a basic level of vocabulary, and I just couldn't really communicate at all. And immersion is one of those things that you absolutely need to really learn the language.
Yeah, you know,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree. You said immersion is what you need, and that's what you were doing, right?
Yeah, that's what I was there for. Unfortunately, the host family that I stayed with, my two twin brothers that I had, host brothers, Ryota and Keisuke, they spoke English all the time.
Because they wanted to learn to perfect their English, I bet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they had dreams that involved, one wanted to live in Boston and make guitars. So if you look around for Nishi guitars, that's the family I stayed with, was Nishi. And the other one wanted to do something in Africa. So they really needed to speak English really well. So that was part of their drive.
Yeah. Do you think, you know, they always push Rosetta Stone, and you talk about immersion. Do you think Rosetta Stone would help for somebody trying to learn Japanese?
I prefer Pimsleur's approach, and that's what I'm using now currently for any language that I'm looking at. Just for the complete fact that they're really trying to immerse you without flashcards and without, they just want you to hear the sound and just mm-hmm. listen very carefully. Like when you said, you knew mushi mushi, that's actually incorrect pronunciation, for hello over the phone. It's mochi moshi.
Mochi moshi.
Yes. Mushi means bug. You essentially said bug bug, but, moshi, and that's really just listening very carefully to their pronunciation. Japanese is really simple with pronunciation. There's only five vowel sounds. A, I, U, A, and O. They will never change. They're always pronounced that way.
Oh, that is much easier. Probably much easier to try to go, for us to go that route to learn some Japanese versus the Japanese learning English. People always complain about how difficult English is.
English is a very difficult language. I'm inclined to agree with them, especially having studied the other languages that I've learned over my course of my life. English has more exceptions to their rules than any other language I know of.
The how do you say next caller?
Tsugi would be next. Tsugiwa.
Tsugiwa. Right? Am I saying that right? Tsukiwa?
I really can't tell you what caller would be. There might be an actual word for that, but Tsugi no hito is next person.
Right, yeah, so that would work.
How about victim? Next victim.
Next victim, yeah. How about next victim? Yeah. Sometimes we say that.
I couldn't tell you next victim on that. I'd be wrong to try.
So how many languages? You speak Japanese. You talked about French. How many languages do you speak?
Well, I started studying French when I was very young, probably about third grade, as a Wednesday night after activity kind of thing that my school had implemented. Then I studied Spanish for a year in school, and then I did Japanese 4 years in high school. Then I went back to French in college, and then now I'm studying Hindu.
Ooh.
Hindi. Sorry, said it wrong. See, look, my brain doesn't work because I have too many languages.
Hindi. Wow.
Hindi.
Wow. And so what's the goal with that? Do you want to go somewhere where you can use that over to, I don't know, where would you go, Nepal? There's a lot of places where you could use it, actually, in Asia.
Yeah, actually, there's in Minneapolis, there's a temple for the religion, Hindi. Hindu mm-hmm. religion. So there's plenty of people around here that speak it. And so there's plenty of opportunity. You have to be a little bit open and try and force yourself to use it. That's the tricky part. If you want to learn the language, using it helps a lot because that's part of that immersion. But also, more importantly, listening to it, to finding people who speak it is really, really good.
So there's your best tip. Find people who speak the language and really listen so you
Even
get the sound.
If you don't
sounds.
Understand, you've got to listen to the sound, and then you're going to be reproducing that sound. And then the words will start to make sense. It's kind of strange, but the vocabulary comes just almost naturally because you start putting the words you're hearing with the actions that people are doing and the way they're expressing themselves. So every human being has the basic necessities for communication. It's yeah. all there in your brain. So it's just finding a way to attach those words to those actions.
Yep. Great advice. James Sadler, fun to talk to you. We'll see how far we get with this Japanese Kindler's approach. I'm going to try that. We'll see how far I get.
Do you know how to say thank you?
How do you say thank you?
Arigato.
Arigato.
Okay, perfect.
There you go. I knew I could nail one of them. James, thanks a lot, buddy. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners, but they need you. GCN is looking for motivated self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
I think Johnny Carson is probably the gold standard. I thought that Letterman did not get a fair shake. I thought Letterman was really funny. I know we're going to lose to Adele, but I'm genuinely excited.
All right, he's talking about the Music Award for original song from his movie Ted, and the voice is Seth MacFarlane's. He's going to host the Oscars. Think of Family Guy. He's the creator of Family Guy. Bob's Burger and a whole bunch burgers and a whole bunch of other things as well. Such a talented guy, not even 40 years old, and he has the planet by its tail. Let me tell you, we'll see how he does in a very tight spot. It's hard, that whole Oscar crowd thing. All right, America Tonight, Kate Delaney. We're going to go to the mailbag here in just a second, but since we threw out the Oscar thing with MacFarlane, what are the odds that he will fall on his face, be absolutely incredible, and get huge ratings? Get kids who are anywhere from 10 to 15 to stay up late and beg their parents to not make them go to bed on a school night. I'm going to say that's the one. The kids are going to beg their parents to stay up late. But then they'll be disappointed because he's just the voice behind some of the characters that they watch. And I don't know that he'll necessarily pull a lot of that off at the Oscars. And the big moments at the Oscars, I think it's going to be Adele. He mentioned Adele will win for original song. I think her singing the Skyfall theme will be big. The six Bonds are supposed to appear together on stage. You know, so if you say, well, why do I want to watch some crummy award show for 4 hours? Maybe you don't. But if you can tape it, you do that DVR thing, then you can fast forward to all the good parts.
Come on now, America. You've watched worse.
Yeah, like the Super Bowl when the lights were out for, what, 40 minutes?
Exactly.
Oh, they're talking about nothing. These guys have no idea what to say, so we're throwing to the people in the field, and they have nothing to add, but we're going to listen to it. Yeah,
exactly.
The halftime show. It was terrible. It was terrible, the in-between, filling the gap of the lights went out.
Right.
Yeah, awful. All right, so I wanted to throw this out for odds. For Best Supporting Actress, Anne Hathaway, pretty much they say, has it bagged, because check this out. She's such a shoo-in, according to the wise guys, that if you put up $4,000, you'd win $100. You have to put up $4,000 to win $100. So that's not a great bet. Sally Field is 15-1, Helen Hunt 25-1, Amy Adams 40-1, and Jackie Weaver from Silver Linings Playbook is 80-1 to win Best Supporting Actress. So there you have it. Yeah, it should be interesting. You know, like I said, it's so easy with the DVR because you can cut any of the waste time away that you don't feel like watching, so you just fast forward it. They're talking about costumes. That's what we do. It's like sports. I cannot watch on a DVR, guys.
You can turn the Oscars into a drinking game, and you will not be bored. Period.
I know. That's what a lot of people do. They use it in different ways. And that's one of them.
What you do is you tape two mustaches on the screen, and anytime it matches up with a nose, you drink.
That's a good idea. I have some mustaches. That sounds bad. Okay, they were given in a stocking, and then you're supposed to stick them on drinks, on glasses. So there's the mustaches. So Charles just gave me
there
an interesting idea.
You're all set.
The teetotaler that I am, but, you know, other people, perhaps. I better get out of this one. You're going to get me in trouble. You're going to Lindsay Lohan me.
No, trust me. I won't even Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, I don't want that. All right, so I said we were going to go to the mailbag, and without further ado, let's hurry up and get there.
You have mail, mistress.
The guy always is on strike, I swear. I'm going to have to ask Ted if he sent his last check, because he is costing us a lot of money. I'm going to have to get a new mail guy. I just know it. All right, this one from Hank, who says, "Hey, lady, what's going on? Remember me? I still diggity-dig your show, and I have to tell you, this snow sucks. I don't know how to sugarcoat it. I don't know if I'm allowed to use that word. But I'm here in Virginia, as you know, and the roads are icy. You could put a pair of skates on and skate across the highway. It's ridiculous." And it's interesting, the call of that, the timing of that email actually is pretty good, because those areas that he's talking about, I'm assuming he's talking about that stretch of I-81 that goes from Maryland to Virginia. And then you have a stretch of I-40 and 77, and that's all supposed to be icy, too. So when you get that freeze, and then it goes into the morning, that's when it's bad. Then you get the rain that comes following, like, you know, 95 is what I used to always travel. It's awful. Yeah, they're shoveling. The mothership, they know all about that. 16-degree temperatures, you know, you're out there, and then in the single digits, and you're shoveling. Ooh, it's the cold air that's so scary. So be careful. You're in Virginia, you're in Roanoke, you're in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's going to be hazardous conditions, baby. I mean, seriously, that's what happens. You get the snow, then you get the freezing, and then you get the ice, and you think you're okay, and that's, you know, a false sense of security. So be careful, and that's going to continue really probably through Friday into Saturday, because then what will happen is it'll get warmer, and they're mentioning possible flash floods. All right, let's move on to this one. This from Richard in Dallas. Hello, Kate Delaney and America Tonight. I haven't written you in quite some time, but rest assured, I have been tuning in to hear your offerings, enjoying the mix, as my friend Pitbull would say. And I have to tell you, there was a crazy story, and I heard you mention it on one of the shows, about this religious debate over yoga in California. I almost drove off the road when I heard you say that. It's so stupid. I don't understand. Why are they saying that they're forcing the kids to do yoga when they're not, the way I understand it, and it has nothing to do with religion? That's just stupid. Are people really that stupid, wasting our times with frivolous lawsuits?
Idiot! It's simple!
It is simple. Don't file a lawsuit over something pathetic. And I agree. It is this crazy story out of San Diego, as Richard explained, and I was kind of flabbergasted, too. The yoga, they were having the kids stretch and do yoga, and they look like they were having fun, and they do it as part of, you know, they have kickball, they have other things they do, so they mixed it in. And here's how the school is about the yoga deal. Hey, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. You can sit and read your books and do something else. So they're offering the kids that right to do something else before there was even any controversy. And how is it religious? I guess if you say yogis are religious and the word is derived from it's yoga. I don't know. I agree. It's
just go back to calling it stretching like we used to.
We're going to have a stretch class. Get in the dog position right now. It's just stretching. That's all it is. And that's all it is. It is stretching. You know, a lot of people swear by it because it gets you in shape for other sports. It helps you lose weight. I mean, there's a zillion things that are good about yoga. What's so negative about it? And here's the bottom line again. You don't have to do it. Your kids don't have to do it. If they feel uncomfortable, they come home, ugh, I don't like this. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do it, Mom. I'm not good at it, or I'm uncomfortable, or whatever thing your kid says to you. They have a built-in excuse. They're allowed to not have to do it. They're not forcing anyone to do it. So once again, crazy, makes no sense. Here's one from Big Jack who says, I can't stand to hear about the Blade Runner anymore. Oscar Pistorius killed his girlfriend. I'm sorry. I'm not a journalist. I don't have to use the word allegedly. For goodness sake, he had a bombshell blonde that he was dating. You think he wouldn't know if she was in the bed or not? He gets out and he shoots through the bathroom door and tries to say in a gated community, even in a hairy, scary place in South Africa, that he thought there might be an intruder. I think he was on something, probably on the steroids. He's guilty, guilty, guilty. Enough said about the Blade Runner. Yeah, it's a crazy story because he was almost iconic due to the fact that he's a double amputee. And, of course, his athletic feats, having that, having overcome so much. And now he has really shattered a lot of people. But I agree, we're over the Blade Runner. We're over it. We're over the Blade Runner. I'd be stunned if he does not end up in prison.
The weather outside is weather.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.